الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
It is Allah who takes away the souls of people at the hour of their death, and takes away at the time of sleep the souls of those that have not died. Then He retains the souls of those against whom He had decreed death, and returns the souls of others till an appointed time. Surely there are signs in this for a people who reflect. It is Allah who takes away the souls of people at the hour of their death, and takes away at the time of sleep the souls of those that have not died.
To take away the souls of people at the time of sleep means that one's consciousness, perception, understanding, and volition remain suspended while one is asleep.
Then He retains the souls of those against whom He had decreed death, and returns the souls of others till an appointed time. Surely there are signs in this for a people who reflect.
By so saying, God stresses that He exercises total control over man's life and death. No one can say with certainty that the next day he will rise from his bed alive, nor does anyone know whether after a moment he will be dead or alive, while one is awake or asleep, sitting in one's home or moving around. It is not at all certain that some calamity or any untoward affliction from outside might not cause one sudden death. Thus, it would be sheer foolishness for man, whose life is always in God's hand, to become heedless or defiant of God.
أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَاءَ قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
Or have they taken others instead of Allah as intercessors? Say, will they intercede though they may have no power, and though they may not even understand? Or have they taken others instead of Allah as intercessors?
The unbelievers are guilty of gratuitously imagining that there are sacred beings who enjoy a very high degree of influence with God. Such is their influence that were they to intercede on behalf of any of their devotees, their intercession will never be turned down. There is no basis, however, for any such belief. God has not sent down any sanction on the basis of which anyone can claim to have such an authority with God. More importantly, even those beings whose names are mentioned in this regard never claimed that they could effectively help others. The unbelievers are utterly foolish insofar as they fail to directly approach Him who is the Lord of all, and instead direct their devotional feelings and entreaties to these so-called intercessors.
قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون.
Say, all intercession lies with Allah. He is the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to Him will all of you be sent back. Say, all intercession lies with Allah.
No one can even approach God with a request to intercede on anyone's behalf, let alone that he should believe that anyone has the power to have his intercession inexorably accepted. It is God's prerogative alone to allow or disallow requests for intercession.
وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ.
When Allah alone is mentioned, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter contract with bitterness. But when deities apart from Allah are mentioned, they are filled with joy. When Allah alone is mentioned, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter contract with bitterness. But when deities apart from Allah are mentioned, they are filled with joy.
When Allah alone is mentioned, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter contract with bitterness, but when deities apart from Allah are mentioned, they are filled with joy. This characteristic is common to all those who have a polytheistic disposition, so much so that unfortunately even those Muslims who share this disposition are not devoid of it. While they say that they believe in God, whenever God alone is remembered, one notices a kind of discomfiture on their faces. Such people do not fail to denounce those who fail to make mention of saints while remembering God. They protest that such people have no reverence for saints, or else they would not simply talk of God alone. On the other hand, when the names of others are mentioned besides God, they instantly react with gratification, their faces beaming with joy. This shows whom they truly love and care for. While commenting on this verse, Alusi narrates a personal experience of his. He mentions that once he saw a person calling upon a deceased saint to deliver him from distress. Alusi counseled him to call upon God, who himself says, "When my servants ask you about me, tell them, I indeed am quite near. I hear and answer the call of the caller when he calls me." Al-Baqarah 2:186. When that person heard this, he was enraged. Later on, Alusi came to know from others that he accused him of disbelieving in saints. Some even heard him say that saints are quicker in responding to prayers than God. Al-Alusi, Ru al-Mani, comments on Surah Al-Zumar 39:45.
قل اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون.
Say, O Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, the knower of the unseen and the seen, you, it is who will judge among your servants concerning what they differed.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَبَدَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ.
If the wrongdoers possessed the treasures of the earth in their entirety, and as much besides, they would gladly offer it on the day of resurrection to redeem themselves from the harrowing chastisement. This because there will appear to them from Allah something exceedingly dismal, which they had never even imagined.
وَبَدَا لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
The evil consequences of their deeds will become fully apparent to them, and what they had scoffed at will encompass them.
فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
When an affliction befalls man, he cries out to us. But when we grant him a favor from us, he says, "I have been granted this on account of my knowledge." Nay, this favor is a test, but most of them do not know. When an affliction befalls man,
this refers to the person who feels ill at ease when he hears someone remembering God alone.
He cries out to us. But when we grant him a favor from us, he says, "I have been granted this on account of my knowledge."
This statement can mean any of the following. First, that God knows that someone is worthy of a particular favor, and he accordingly grants it to him. Had he been unworthy of that favor in God's sight because his beliefs are faulty or his behavior is wicked, God would have denied him that favor in the first place. Second, it can also mean that the bounties that he enjoys were bestowed upon him because he was worthy of them.
Nay, this favor is a test, but most of them do not know.
People mistakenly think that the one who is granted bounties is really worthy of them, and that those bounties indicate that person's position of nearness to God. The truth is that God's bestowal of bounties on a person amounts to putting him to a test. This explains why we see many righteous people leading miserable lives, whereas wicked people are rolling in affluence and prosperity. Quite evidently, worldly bounties do not necessarily indicate how close a person is with God. All of us know that a great many people have been afflicted with misery, although they were undeniably people of sterling character. In contrast, many people enjoy abundant luxuries of life, although their wickedness is unmistakable. Doubtlessly, this cannot be taken to mean that God loves the wicked or that He is annoyed with the pious.
قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
Their predecessors also said the same, but their earnings proved of no avail to them. Their predecessors also said the same, but their earnings proved of no avail to them.
When God's chastisement seized such people, the exceptional ability of which they had boasted proved of no avail. Moreover, the misfortune that overtook them also demonstrated the hollowness of their claim that they enjoyed a position of special closeness with God. Had that been true, they would not have been confronted with the calamity that beset them.
فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ سَيُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ
And the evil consequences of their deeds overtook them. The wrongdoers among these will also be overtaken by the evil consequences of their deeds. They will be utterly unable to frustrate us.
أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
Do they not know that Allah enlarges and straightens the provision of whomsoever He pleases? Therein are signs for those that believe. Do they not know that Allah enlarges and straightens the provision of whomsoever He pleases? Therein are signs for those that believe.
It is being explained that the bestowal of wherewithal is governed by an altogether different law of God, one which is based on different set of considerations. The measure of sustenance granted to someone does not necessarily correspond to his worth in God's sight, nor do his earnings necessarily indicate that person's nearness to God.